Isle of Wight Road, and the Rest and Admire Seat.
This is this lovely seat that we're approaching. It says Rest and Admire, which I think is my favourite place up here, because you can see the two bays. You can see Durlston Bay and Swanage Bay. You can see right across to Old Harry Rocks and the Pinnacle. It's very clear. You can even see Bournemouth. And to sit there and admire that is wonderful. I mean, it's unbelievable, isn't it? Really, the view. I'm Jenny Marsh, and I'm a volunteer at Durlston. If you look out there where the sea is just going a little bit rough there, that's called the Peveril Ledge. I hope we'll see a little robin today.
Aileen Shackle.
George Burt, he had this great vision for Durlston, which was to lay out a new housing development, which would have looked towards the Isle of Wight, I suppose, towards the sea, and it would have been a very sought-after location to live, really glamorous. Sadly, it never happened. Well, we say sadly, I'm quite pleased it didn't happen, really. But the Isle of Wight Road would have been the main path, which would have sat alongside the front of the houses. And now, all we've got left, all that was built, were the dry stone walls which lined the path.
Malcolm Turnbull.
I remember when I first started here, it was on a community enterprise scheme, and I had a part-time job building dry stone walls. But what I hadn't reckoned on was how important these dry stone walls were to the wildlife of the area. And I'll never forget, what we tended to do was to actually take down the remnants of the wall and then take it right down to the bottom and then rebuild it from the bottom up. And as we got into the bottom of the walls, we'd find hibernating animals. But probably the most spectacular one was a toad, which was right down at the bottom of the wall. And I put it on the palm of my hand, and as it was there, it slowly started to come back to life. It was really quite an awesome and moving moment, really. Because here are these animals, without realising it, using the physical properties of the rocks, which absorb the sunlight even in the middle of winter, and are going to be a little bit warmer than anywhere else. And it's a perfect place to actually spend your winter.